And then for acceptors, the
a good acceptor is an atom that forms a state in the band gap just above the valence band. This is p-type semiconductors. We call it p-type if there are many more holes in the valence band than there are electrons in the conduction band. And at low temperatures, the chemical potential must be below this acceptor level. We put, say, boron and silicon. Boron has one less electron. And at low temperatures, then it's this bond. There's a bond that's not occupied. So these states here, these electron states, are not occupied, and the chemical potential is below it. But as temperature increases, the chemical potential again has to move in the middle. At high temperatures, we know that the chemical potential is about in the middle of the band gap, and it moves up above this energy level, and the acceptors then, those states are occupied. They steal an electron out of the valence band, and every one that they steal out of the valence band creates a hole, and the holes are about equal to the concentration of acceptors that have been put into the crystal.